Hey guys, Danny Carlson here, and in this video, I'm gonna teach you how to create product photography that doesn't suck and is actually gonna make people buy your stuff. Okay, so why is product photography so important? I said it was the most important thing on Amazon. So there's a thing about e-commerce in general is that the customer can't actually see the product. If they're in Walmart or something like that, they can pick it up, they can see the size, they can see, you know, a lot of information about it, they can feel it, how heavy it is, a whole bunch of information that you can't really convey any other way except through photos and words on Amazon. And most people, they're visual people, right? So they're looking at these pictures and they're gonna try to get as much information as possible from the pictures without reading through the text. A lot of people don't like to read, especially a lot of people have very unoptimized listings and it's just a giant intimidating block of text. So photos can have so much information in it. Lots of customers don't even read any of the listing. They're just gonna look at the pictures, and if they see what they like, they're gonna buy it, and if they don't see what they like, they're gonna click on another listing, and they're gonna buy someone else's product. This has been proven by many sellers. You can talk to any seller who's been selling for a long time, how many messages they get of, oh, this product is way smaller than I thought. When it says directly, like in the title, in the bullets, in the description, exactly what size it is, but the customer just didn't read it. And I've had a lot of customers actually directly tell me, it's like, oh yeah, I didn't actually read the description. They just look at the pictures and they buy. In fact, the easiest way to quickly increase the traffic on your listing is to split test your main hero image, because if your main image, the one that's on the search results pages, is gonna be better, more people are gonna click on your product, more people are gonna buy your product, hopefully, if the rest of your listing is good. So we're gonna get into that here. So I just wanted to really emphasize the importance of product photography here. If you're not a really good photographer that understands things like aperture and lighting, especially lighting with product photography, and really knows what it takes to make product photography look really good, then don't try to do it yourself. At the very least, learn what I'm gonna teach you in this video and then use that with your product photographer who you're gonna be working with, your buddy or your, you know, whoever you hire locally or whatever, at least so you know what's going on so that you don't get taken advantage of. And if you do have good enough skills with a DSLR camera, then this video is gonna teach you everything you need to know to do it yourself. Okay, so what is the anatomy of the perfect photo set? What is the perfect breakdown of photos? First, you need the mind-blowing hero image. That's your main image that shows up on the search results page. Second off, you need the right mix of studio, lifestyle, and graphic design images. Studio is just your regular white background images in a photography studio, and lifestyle is, you know, where the model's using the photo, actually how the product will be used. And then graphic design photos is where you have some fancy graphic design or some product callouts and some stuff like that. And that's the most complicated part, but we're gonna be getting to that in a second. Key ingredient three is compelling storytelling. So that's all about telling a story through the photos. And last up is matching the audience desires to the actual benefits you're highlighting in the photo set. It's no good if you're highlighting a bunch of things that your customers actually don't give a shit about. So you have to be super laser focused with that. Okay, let's start out with the hero image. So the first thing about the hero image is that it should be taking up the maximum space on the screen as possible. Very little white space around the edges should make it square in dimension. The reason for this is because on the search results page, if your product stands out a little bit more, if it's showing up bigger than everyone else's, or conversely, if it's really small, there's a lot of white space around it, you only get this tiny little thumbnail on the search results page. So you want to take the most advantage of that as possible so people actually click through into your listing. If you do nothing else in this video, try to optimize your hero image, because if people don't click on your listing, doesn't matter how good the rest of your photos are, they're not even gonna see them, right? So your main hero image has to be immaculate. Also super important is the lighting. Notice how, like in this video for example, my face is very well lit going around here. There's no like weird shadow just like covering the left half of my face. That'd look pretty weird, right? But you see a lot of sellers doing this. I see a lot of main hero images that the front, like where the customer is looking at the product, is all kind of dull, like the colors are, and the lighting is all weird. And then you see light, it's like obviously there's a light coming from the top, and so the top is like kind of well lit, or like the sides or something, but the front where everyone's looking at just looks dark and dull. Your regular desk lamp is not gonna work very well, so again, talk to your photographer, look up some YouTube videos on lighting. And next up is the angles that you take these pictures at. So try to take a bunch of really interesting angles, especially ones that your competitors are not already using, but also take exactly the same angles your competitors are using so you can split test and see what works. And if you have multiple items in your product, so for example, there's like a hair comb and a hairbrush and like, you know, an extra item, take different angles of all three of them as separate pictures so that you can get the backgrounds removed later on by someone who clips out the background in Photoshop, and then you can drag them around to create the most interesting configuration. Otherwise, you're just stuck with how you can configure it like on a table or wherever you're shooting it, and it can be hard to, you know, flip up the comb at the perfect 30 degree angle when it's sitting on a table and all this weird stuff, and then position the lighting around that. It's way easier just to take perfect individual pictures of them all. So you can make an unlimited amount of hero variations because you can just drag it around to, you know, make this one in the front, move this one over here, make them closer, make them bigger, smaller. You can do a lot of stuff with that. And finally, for the hero image, you want to get it touched up by a graphic designer or your photography specialist, get it color corrected, get the lighting all figured out. If you haven't already at this point, get the background removed and put it on a pure white background. And then you want to do something like a little bit of a reflection kind of effect, almost like it's, you know, it's sitting on a table and the table is just super highly reflective and reflecting the product. That can look really good. Little micro shadow effects can look really good. Just be sure to be a little bit subtle about it, because sometimes if you do too big of an effect, then Amazon will actually reject that photo and make you change it. It's not like a big thing, like your account's gonna get suspended, but they will suppress your listing and say, okay, you have to change the photo. Okay, next thing we gotta talk about is having the right mix of studio, graphic design, and lifestyle photos. So when we're talking about the hero image, that's basically studio images. So the same thing applies to most of your studio images as well. So let's get right into lifestyle images. So one really important thing about lifestyle images is that it should be kind of telling a story, and it should capture the exact moment in time when the model who's using your product is actually enjoying the main benefit of the product. So let's say that your product is a shampoo. Your lifestyle photo should not be the model holding the shampoo and looking into the camera and smiling because, oh, here's this fucking shampoo. Like that's not like a real situation she's gonna be using a shampoo, right? In the shampoo commercials, you always see the model just like lathering her hair, just having a beautiful, gorgeous time. I used to have really long hair, so I used to do this in the shower every morning, but you know what I mean? So it's very important that they're actually receiving the main benefit of the product in the picture, and they look like they're actually, you know, enjoying it and receiving the benefit in that exact moment. Another point is that the model that you're using for the lifestyle photos should be as close to your target customer as possible. So let's say in the shampoo example, let's say your regular customer is like a woman kind of in her mid 40s, you know, kind of a mom, like pretty fit or something like that, then you want to be using exactly that demographic, because the goal of this is you want the customer to envision themselves receiving the main benefit. So you mix that, the closest you can get to the target demographic and the closest you can get to the actual main benefit being shown in the photo, boom, now you have an awesome lifestyle photo. Okay, so a quick recap on lifestyle photos. One, you want a shallow depth of field. So that's like the blurry background, like just like me right now, but even more. So like my face is in focus, but everything in the background is out of focus. That looks really good for the lifestyle photos. For most people, it just looks higher quality, and you want that high quality feel with your products, obviously. Number two, it's gotta be still clearly focused on your product and not just the model. I see a lot of photos where the model takes up most of the frame and they're just like holding the product like down here by their side, and like it's really small and you can't even see it, right? Number three, show the exact moment when the main benefit of the product is being received by the model. And number four, using the exact demographic for the model as your target audience. Okay, now it's time to talk about graphic design images. And this is the most neglected type of image on Amazon, because a lot of sellers still think that it's against Amazon TOS, terms of service, to have graphic design images in your listing. And that actually only applies to your main image. If you do have graphic design, like logos or a bunch of graphic things in your main image, that Amazon doesn't actually like that, and they can suppress your listing, make you remove it. I know a lot of people still get away with it, but it's actually against TOS. But the rest of your images are totally fine. If you look at the blog post related to this video, I have a link in there actually showing from Amazon that confirmed it is okay to have graphic design images in the rest of your listing. Sellers who aren't having graphic design images in their listing are missing out on a great opportunity to show off a lot of extra information about the product. Like, one of the most common uses is the sizing. You know, they can actually have a little size chart to show how big the product is. Because like I was saying earlier, the customers can't actually see or feel the product before they buy it. So it'll cut down on your negative reviews you get from people who are like, oh, this is way smaller than I thought it was. This is way bigger than I thought it was. You can also do some cool things like product callouts, little zoom in bubbles to show like, oh, really high quality stitching, or, you know, made BPA free logos and stuff like that. It's really powerful. And especially because a lot of people only look at the images, if you have that stuff in your bullet points, a lot of the customers aren't gonna actually see that important information. So the most important information should also be somewhere in your graphic design images. You kinda gotta think, like, a lot of the stuff with the lifestyle photos is you're showing off the benefits, but there's certain things you can't show in a lifestyle photo, like BPA free. Like, I can't, no matter what kind of photo you take, you can't show that something is BPA free in a photo unless you have some kind of logo or writing in there. Okay, so back to the scale images for a second. This is one of the top two most common types of graphic design images we do here at Kenji ROI. And it's really good for products that, one, people don't actually know the size of, is too big or too small. But also, if you have bags or anything that people like need to know the sizing of, like if they're wondering if something can fit inside of there, or especially clothing and stuff like that, you absolutely need some kind of sizing image to show exactly the dimensions of your bag, your clothing, whatever it is, or else you're gonna have a lot of returns. And then the other most common one that we do is the product callout image. So this is what I was talking about with the zoom in bubbles and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be a zoom in bubble. It can be just, you know, a bunch of icons related to whatever benefits you're calling out. But the key here is to not have too much text on the screen. You want the text to still be totally readable when it's in thumbnail form. Like, you gotta think, on a small little smartphone, am I gonna still be able to read all of this text? So my rule of thumb here is maximum 4 callouts. So 4 benefits that you're talking about. Try to keep the text as concise as possible and tell most of the story with, you know, icons and just a small amount of words with really large text. You can use something called a promotion image. So this is just basically showing customers one of your deals. So if you have a deal set up where you buy 2 or buy 3 and you get a big discount, or you buy 1 product, then you get a discount on the second product, then you can make an image just showing that off, because the little space that Amazon gives for promotions is, you know, not that good of a space. It's much better to use an image to show off that promotion, and you're gonna get a lot more people actually claiming it that way. You can also do something called a comparison image. So you've probably seen this where you've seen a bunch of columns with different products and it's comparing it to your product, and like a bunch of check boxes kind of showing, okay, our product has all of these features and benefits and all these competitors don't have all these features and benefits. You can also do something more powerful, something called A+ content, if you have access to Vendor Express or Vendor Central, but that's a little bit outside of the scope of this video. Another really powerful one is the instructional image. So if your product really needs a lot of instructions for how to use it or how to install it, then an instruction image is something really good. So for example, a lot of construction related items, you know, installing things, you know, maybe you're installing a new casing for a door, maybe like a step-by-step instructions of how to do that with maybe 6 pictures on there. How to install your brand new selfie light, or I don't know, whatever you're selling. Certain products just need more explanation, and again, it's gonna cut down on your negative review rate, all the customer service emails you're gonna have to answer about this. There's also what I call a packing list photo. So if you have a lot of different items that are included inside of your product, then show one photo showing off all the different items with a bit of information about this. You know, it's like you got 2 tent pegs and it comes with 4 tent poles and a little detachable bag for your flashlight and your toothbrush, or whatever it is, right? The goal here is you want to have the same kind of information that's gonna be on the back of the box at the store, but have it in a more concise way that's optimized for Amazon. And there's also the multiple uses image. So if your product can be used in a multitude of ways, maybe there's 3 or 4 cool things that you can do with your product, then that brings extra value to your product. They're more likely to buy. Okay, so the next thing we're talking about here is compelling storytelling. Now, this is one of the most difficult things to pull off, and probably the one that the least amount of sellers actually do. So what I mean by compelling storytelling is your entire photo set should be able to tell one kind of cohesive story. And usually that story wraps around the customer having their exact problem solved, and their life is now better because of it. But you have to really zero in on what that is for individual products. They're basically looking into a window of what their life is gonna be like once they have your product and are receiving those benefits and have their problems solved. One really common mistake with storytelling is that the entire photo set is not cohesive. So you have the hero image that's set up kind of in one style, and then there's, you know, a couple different graphic design images, and the style, the colors are like totally different between them. It doesn't really match up. You know, the models are, you know, kind of all over the place, the lifestyle images. You really want the entire photo set to be cohesive. Like I said, kind of like you're looking through a window into this life that you want. Like, one, everything makes sense, is cohesive, and is telling a specific story about how your product is basically gonna make your customer's life better. And last thing we're going over here, we mentioned this a little bit before, but I really need to hammer this home because everything that I've said previous to this really relies on this one last thing, and that's matching your audience desires, your customer's desires and needs to the actual benefits that you're featuring in your photo set. Because if you're featuring the wrong kind of benefits, then your customer really won't give a shit. So, and what I mean by this is the benefits that your customer actually really cares about, not what you think they care about. Very important difference there. So yeah, it actually requires quite a lot of research. Most people do way too little research. They do a bit of keyword research, poke around here and there, and they think they have a good idea. But to really understand your customer requires quite a lot of reading through reviews. Definitely one of the best places. Just read through literally hundreds of reviews of your customers on competitors' listings or whatever. Read through the questions section. What kind of questions are they thinking? You know, go to Reddit forums and stuff like that. The goal here is to hack inside the mind of your customer until you understand them better than most of the customers understand themselves. And once you have that information, now you're armed with exactly how do I position my product and my photo set to actually solve those desires. It's kind of a ninja move where you're almost sneaking into their mind and giving them exactly what they want to see. And I mean, hey, that sounds like some kind of sneaky manipulation tactic or something like that, but I don't see that as bad at all. Like, if I have this problem and I need the solution to this problem, if you can show me exactly that you are gonna give me that solution to the problem with your product, then I'm gonna buy your product. Now, it's a different story. If your product sucks and it's a piece of crap and you try to make it look really good, now you're manipulating someone. But if your product is really good quality and you're just showing exactly what your product can do and being honest about that, there's totally nothing wrong with this kind of stuff. It's just understanding your customer. You're being the facilitator for your value in exchange for their value. Okay, shameless plug alert here, and then we're gonna go into the summary. So Kenji ROI, our agency, does product photography packages for Amazon sellers. Our most popular package is the full stack, and that comes with everything that we mentioned in this video. It comes with the model, the graphic design, the lifestyle, the studio, the main hero images, all wrapped up in a compelling story set. So if you wanna learn more about that, check out the link below. So into the summary. Okay, some really basic image guidelines here. You wanna make them 2000 by 2000 pixels so that you can actually zoom into them. The reason I choose 2000 by 2000 is the minimum for Amazon zoom functionality is 1000 by 1000, but that doesn't allow for that much zoom. It's still not that good of resolution. So I double that. And the reason I don't go more than that is because then you zoom in way too much. So if you make it like, you know, 6,000 by 6,000 or something crazy, then when you use a zoom function, you're gonna be zoomed in like 8 times zoom, and it's, you know, it's impossible to actually see anything. Also very important to make it a square 1-to-1 ratio. That's for most categories. Notice Amazon is using a different ratio. I think it's 2-to-1 ratio for a lot of other categories, more shaped like a phone screen. So make sure that your category is a 1-to-1 ratio before doing that. Also it should be JPG image format, and then taking up as much of the frame as possible. So usually we like to have 7 photos on the Amazon listing. So here's a breakdown of what we like to do for the photos. You have 1 main hero image, 3 lifestyle images using the model showing off the product, 2 graphic design images within one of those frameworks that we mentioned earlier, and then 1 wild card. It really depends if your product is maybe a certain type and requires more instruction or whatever. Maybe you add another graphic design image, or if it's more important that you show off a certain model image, then use that one for the extra model image. And if you want your Amazon photo plan really laid out for you, I've made an Amazon photo plan template that you can download for free below. Okay, that's it guys. Thanks for joining me. This has been Danny Carlson from Kenji ROI, and happy Amazon selling.